Made of evergreen plants and with four candles, the Advent wreath is a long-standing Christian tradition that is used as a spiritual preparation for the coming of Christmas. In the second of his Advent reflections, Scottish Jesuit priest Chris Bowles reflects on this traditional practice and explores its symbolism.
In many churches and houses all over the world, we find a very special Advent feature, known by various names, but most commonly, I suppose, as the Advent wreath. Wreaths are popular and easy to make, and they bring the specialness of Advent right into the heart of the house or the church. They're not only easy to make, but they're full of symbol and imagery too. Advent wreaths tell a great story without the need of words. The wreath is usually made from evergreens, which are a family of very special plants. Evergreens, such as pines or hollies, somehow remain alive and budding even when all the other plants around seem to have died for the winter. The symbolism here reminds us that God is always with us and will never change, will never leave us, will never be absent. Another symbol concerning the wreath is the fact that it's usually round, taking the form of a circle. Here's another representation of God, who is without beginning and without end. So the wreath speaks to us of God who is eternal. They may be simple or they may be elaborately decorated, but usually in most wreaths, candles make up the central focus. They usually have three purple candles and a pink one, and we build the lights up through the four Sundays of Advent. We light one on the first Sunday, two on the second, and so on. In terms of symbols, the use of light in churches is pretty obvious. Candles remind us that Jesus is the light of the world. We light candles on the altar when we celebrate Mass. A candle remains always lit to remind us that Christ is present in the tabernacle. In Advent, though, as I've said, we light an additional candle for each week of the season. We do this to symbolise that the day of Christ's birth is coming closer. It tells us that the light is getting nearer, and what's more, the brightness of the light of Christ is gathering more and more, and darkness is dispelled. There's a lovely English language Advent song entitled Come O Divine Messiah, which has a particular line that implores God, saying, dispel the night and show thy face and bid us hail the dawn of grace. With the Advent candles, we do exactly this. We dispel the night and bring in the light. Come the dawn, we don't need our candles anymore. So the wreath reminds us it's only a time of waiting, and waiting always gives way to something better. Well, maybe not always. I remember long ago reading a novel by the author Laurie Lee entitled Cider with Rosie. In the novel, Lee describes his first day in school in the Cotswold village in England where he grew up. He got to school and there weren't enough desks, so the teacher told him to stand in the corner for the present. He willingly and excitedly did so, thinking he would get a present at the end of the wait. Maybe for him, the waiting didn't give way to something better. But it certainly does for us.
That reflection came from Father Chris Bowles, a Scottish Jesuit priest.